Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. After we have discussed in detail those deeds and those actions which causes hardness to settle within the heart, we commence discussing those deeds that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us to carry out. And these type of deeds soften the heart. They have the opposite effect on the heart. Once the heart is softened, it becomes more receptive and it then becomes open to spiritual upliftment. Yesterday we spoke of the hadith when Rasulullah advised the one person who complained of being hard-hearted. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, attend to an orphan child. Try and interact with orphan children. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, feed the hungry, feed the poor. These are two deeds and actions which will soften the heart. Another heart softener is recitation of the Qur'an. One of the characteristics of the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadith. Allah has sent down ahsan al-hadith. You know, now and again you find people who are into reading and reading books. Every now and again they are looking for the best seller for that year. Best seller book authored by the best author. Allah says, Allah nazzala ahsan, ahsan, the best hadith, the best speech, the best book. Allah has authored it. Allah has authored it for all of time. Nothing gets better than that. So Allah says one of the characteristics of the Quran, Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadith. Allah goes on to say, taqsha'irru minhu juludu alladhina yakhshawna rabbahum thumma talinu juluduhum wa qulubuhum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who believe in Allah and who are Allah conscious, they read the Quran, they read the book, and it has this effect on their heart that it creates softness. Thumma talinu qulubuhum. Talinu means their heart becomes soft when they recite the Quran. So one of the best ways to create softness within the heart is to develop an attachment with the Quran. May Allah grant us the understanding.